The wave of civil unrest in the Middle East has laid bare the conflicting goals and interests of the United States and its longtime ally, Saudi Arabia. While the Obama administration says it supports democratic change in the region, the Saudi royal family is fighting to preserve the status quo. Saudi Arabia even intervened in neighboring Bahrain to stop the revolt there. For more, we turn to Aaron David Miller, a public policy fellow at the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars. He's a former advisor to six secretaries of state on Arab-Israeli negotiations, and he joins us by phone. Thank you for being with us.
Appreciate it.
First of all, please explain why Saudi Arabia hasn't seen the kinds of large-scale protests that have swept across other Arab countries.
I mean, it really is an anomaly. It's driven in large part by a couple of factors. Number one, tremendous oil wealth, an economy of scale which allows the Saudis to address the material needs of most of their citizens. Different relationship, too, between the Saudi public and the king, much more respect for King Abdullah. And finally, there's the basic reality that the monarchies, not just in Saudi Arabia, but in Jordan and in Morocco, seem to be faring a lot better than the republics. So I think the bell at some point will toll for the Saudis, as it will toll for most of these regimes. The question is, what is the nature of the U.S.-Saudi relationship as that change begins to occur?
Well, let me ask you about that. You say and have written that U.S. support for democratic change means that we, meaning the U.S., have become a source of insecurity for Saudi Arabia. Now, this has been a long-standing relationship. Could you explain?
Yeah, I mean, the basic relationship between the two countries was driven by the oil for security trade-off. In return for guaranteed access to Saudi oil and the security of the vast proven reserves of that country, the United States included Saudi Arabia, huge amounts of military assistance. The problem is the oil for security trade-off seems to have broken down. The invasion of Iraq for the first time in maybe 1,000 years put a Shia regime right next door to the Saudis. Our failure to deliver in the Saudi eyes on the Arab-Israeli peace process. Finally, our view on the whole notion of democratic change in this region has really offended them. I don't think, frankly, they trust us anymore. At the same time, I think the relationship is simply too big to fail and that both sides will try to manage it.
What would a new relationship look like? Surely it will still have to involve American dependence on Saudi oil.
Oil is still a critical factor because Saudis may be third or fourth largest importer. We cannot allow those oil reserves to fall into unfriendly hands. And on the security front, there's also no question that the Saudis, even though they're looking elsewhere and they're trying to hedge their bets, they will continue to have to look to the United States as a major source of support in the event that they get themselves into trouble. Some external power emerges, like Iran, to threaten their interests. So, as I mentioned earlier, I think there are tensions. The tensions are more acute now than at any point in the relationship between the two countries. But I think both sides will have an important interest in trying to accommodate those tensions and to preserve their relationship.
Aaron David Miller is a public policy fellow at the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars here in Washington. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Appreciate it.
You're listening to NPR News.